Recorded Books presents The St. Zita Society by Ruth Rendell, narrated by Carol Boyd.
Chapter 1. Someone had told Dex that the Queen lived in Victoria. So did he. But she had a palace, and he had one room in a street off Warwick Way. Still, he liked the idea that she was his neighbour. He liked quite a lot about the new life he had been living for the past few months. He had this job with Dr. Jefferson, which meant he could work in a garden 3 mornings a week, and Dr. Jefferson had said he would speak to the lady next door about doing a morning for her. While he was drawing his incapacity benefit, he'd been told he shouldn't get any wages, but Dr. Jefferson never asked, and maybe the lady called Mrs. Neville Smith wouldn't either. Jimmy, who drove Dr. Jefferson to work at the hospital every day, had asked him round to the pub that evening. The pub, which was on the corner of Hexham Place and Sloane Gardens, was called the Dugong, a funny name that Dex had never heard before. There was going to be a meeting there for all the people who worked in Hexham Place. Dex had never been to a meeting of any sort, and he didn't know if he would like it. But Jimmy had promised to buy him a Guinness, which was his favourite drink. He would have drunk a Guinness every evening with his tea if he could have afforded it. He was halfway along the Pimlico Road when he got out his mobile and looked to see if there was a message or a text from Peach. There sometimes was, and it always made him feel happy. Usually the message called him by his name and said he had been so good that Peach was giving him 10 free calls, or something like that. There was nothing this time, but he knew there would be again, or even that Peach might speak to him. Peach was his god.